Once again, a drama involving a person on the run from police in Saskatchewan ends in a chase, shots fired, and a dead suspect, who apparently had a fascination with Bonnie and Clyde. This is the story, the little we know, of Joey Desjarlais, 34 years old, wanted for a string of armed robberies in eastern Saskatchewan over the last number of days. We got texts this week from listeners wondering about police presence in the Lintlaw and Fishing Lake areas. They felt a bit unsafe. Tuesday, RCMP reported being in the Fishing Lake area looking for Desjarlais. Later, there was a chase, there were gunshots, and he was dead. This being Canada and the RCMP, that's all they'll say right now. So we'll wait however many months for an investigation to tell us what happened. But in the meantime, I'm curious as to why Desjarlais had the names of Bonnie and Clyde tattooed on his neck. Did he admire them? Did it influence his choices that led to a crime spree and gunshots with police? His life ended in a similar fashion as the two gangsters. It wasn't glamorous or cool then, and it isn't now. Just tragic. I'm Murray Wood.